Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Morrissey, we need to talk. We said, oh, Morrissey cancelled the show last night in the office, and Lee, our producer, was like, Marty Morrissey. No, different Morrissey. How do I describe him? He is the butt of many jokes, especially when it comes to calling somebody no crack. You might use, you'd have more crack out of Morrissey at his best friend's funeral.
He is a massive music star who was the lead singer of The Smiths and then went solo and has a cult following in many areas because he's a very talented man. But yeah, over the last few years and decades, it might have turned into more his take on certain culture issues, and he's waded into comments in different areas. But the most thing that's caused him bother in the last couple of days is a lack of sleep, Dave. He's had to call off a concert in Spain because there was a festival on and he couldn't rest while it was happening.
So he told 1,500 people that turned up to see him, I am too tired. Go home. That was it. Literally didn't get enough sleep, so he couldn't perform. So this has inspired us. We have seen a renewed enthusiasm for puns on the show. So what are you proposing?
Anything to do with sleep. So it could be any word that you would associate with sleeping. Like, we'll start you off. Very, very obvious one from the start. Bed Sheeran.
Excellent. We're off to an excellent start. Bed Sheeran. Yeah.
Beddy Swims, even, if you wanted to go down that route.
Exceptional puns. What about Enyon?
Enyon.
So Enyon. Yes. That's, I've peaked already, so we're leaving it to you to come up with the other goods. But Fionnuala, it's not just people that you can make puns off.
Oh, place names, pop culture references, films, songs, anything. Like, for example, if you wanted to go somewhere where you were guaranteed a good sleep, you could travel to Bun Snorin. How about Tullasnore?
Tullamore, Tullasnore. Yes.
Thank you, Niall, in the office for that one. It's good.
What about if you wanted to go golfing? Snorri McIlroy.
Snorri. Yes.
Okay, I still have some in me. Saoirse Snorin.
Oh, brilliant. If we don't even have to limit it to real people, characters are accepted. Snorra the Explorer.
Wow, that is so good. Just because I don't laugh at your puns doesn't mean they're not excellent. Sometimes they need just a moment to land.
So we will give you that moment now to give us your best sleep-related puns. Think sleep, bed, tired, rest, yawn, snore, anything that could be used and turned into a pun.
087-1-102-107.
Maybe he could have talked to an Irish group and they would have told him that he didn't have to go for a full sleep, but he could do a rest life.
When Westlife go on a sabbatical, we call them rest life. Yes. Excellent. Shayla from Leash. I don't know how you've come up with this because you're a little bit away from this place. Balahadrine becomes Balahadream.
That's brilliant.
You should see Fionnuala's face. Like a kid on Christmas morning.
She that is so good.
Absolutely loves that one.
How do you feel about Harry Styles' latest single, Napature?
Oh, so fresh, so on point. Exceptional work. Hello, sir.
Do you know the woman who operates Dictionary Corner on Countdown?
Yes.
Snoozy Dent.
Snoozy Dent. Well done, sir.
Colm is in with a suggestion for the English comedian that you could go to see if you were in need of a sleep. Michael McIntyre.
That's so good.
Colm, well done.
It's so good, I can't even laugh. It's just excellent. It's like looking at a piece of art. You don't really laugh at the Mona Lisa. You kind of just stand and applaud it. Excellent job. Speaking of Susie's and Susan's, Snoozin' Boyle. Thank you, Chris. Now we're getting somewhere. Just getting going on the sleep puns. 087-1-102-107. They still come. Colm telling us about the famous Devil's Lettuce smoking rapper, Snooze Dogg.
Yes, brilliant. Can we put in another rap-related suggestion?
Go
from
on.
Aoife? Chance the Napper. Aoife, what are you doing to us?
I I am so proud.
Oh, if you've ever seen Reeling in the Years from 1990 and the footage of the elderly man who claps as Ireland find a crucial goal, that was Dave just now in the studio. Slow clap, delighted with life.
Chance the Napper. Have we peaked? I want to get your opinion on two that are of the same artist.
Yeah.
So Snow Patrol, Jenny reckons it should become Snooze Patrol.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then I've lost the other one. There definitely was another Snow Patrol related. What would you Snooze Patrol?
Snore Patrol, perhaps?
That was the one, Snore Patrol.
So we're choosing between Snooze Patrol and Snow Patrol. Jenny, I'm sorry, Snore Patrol is just so good.
I've just got their name, Jonathan. You have been given the rights to go with Snore Patrol instead of Snooze Patrol.
She's not on a horse at Cheltenham this week, but I know she turned up. Rachel Blacksnore.
Ah, very good. Very good. Ronnie needs some credit. Who presents the Late Late?
Patrick Quilty.
Not anymore. Patrick Quilty. Quilt, something you can sleep under. Excellent.
I'm here for the people who are really taking it to like a double pun level. Harry or Jamie Bednap.
Rednap, Bednap, yes.
Yeah. Got there.
Some of them are thinkers.
And if you're on the road in, I believe, Donegal, you might drive through the
Barnsmore Gap. Oh my, we've peaked. I think we'll just nail it on the head there.
Barnsmore Gap. Be careful, by the way, if you're driving through there, but just think of those sleep puns and enjoy them.
You know those signs on the motorway, sleeping kills?
Yeah.
They should put up one of those in Barnsmore Gap, because people would read that and then they'd be like, I better not snooze through here. Excellent work. If you have any top tier ones and you're chomping at the bit, we will take them, but I think we've peaked. 087-1-102-107.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.